I want to tell you, my dear brothers and sisters, that we are living in a day when reverence for God is going down. There is not the reverence for God today, even among Christians, that there should be. Today's Christians are musicians and workers, but not worshippers. Worship is a rare thing. Very few people know what it is to worship God in reverence. Very few know what it is today to fall with their face down before God, like Job fell down and worshipped, like Abraham fell down on his face down and worshipped, like John the Apostle fell down before God and worshipped. Do you ever do that? It's a wonderful thing to do. I love it sometimes just to lie flat on my bed before God and worship Him, my face down. That is such a rare thing to see nowadays. And very few preachers are worshippers. And that's the reason why there's so much shallowness in Christendom. If you're not a worshipper, you can't serve God aright. And the worshipper is one who recognizes, I'm not worthy. Lord, Thou alone art worthy. I don't deserve that You should do all this for me. It's not that we have low self-esteem. There's, you know, some people think humility means I think I'm good for nothing, I'm useless. No. The humblest man that walked on this earth was Jesus Christ. And He never went around saying, oh, I'm rotten, I'm useless, I'm good for nothing. That is not humility. That is stupidity. Did Jesus ever say, I'm rotten, I'm good for nothing, I'm useless? No. And I don't say that either. But I say, Lord, I'm not worthy of Your mercies. I'm a child of God. I believe I'm a son of the King of Kings. I don't have any low self-esteem. But when I come before God, my face is down on the dust before Him. That reverence is unfortunately not there. And you can see that in the type of hymns being written nowadays by people compared to the hymns written in the olden days by God-fearing people. There's a spirit of reverence in some of those old hymns. Today's, a lot of today's hymns lack that. Maybe very musical and sounds nice and repeat the same line 10 times, etc. But that spirit of reverence is not there, and most Christians can't even detect that because they don't have the spirit of reverence themselves. This sentimental, frothy, love for Jesus type of thing, it doesn't change lives. Look at your own defeated life despite singing all these wonderful hymns and songs. It cannot be like that if there was genuine reverence. Reverence of the Lord brings wisdom, brings freedom from sin. That is wisdom. It's the beginning of wisdom. And I love to sing some of the old hymns. And I sing it often to myself when I'm alone. And some hymns that are not ever sung in any churches. Hymns of reverence to God. And among the well-known authors, I think the last one I've ever read who knew anything about worship was Tozer, and he died about 50 years ago. All the others talk about evangelism and healing and this, that and the other. Hardly anybody who knows what worship is. And Jesus made it very clear, you must worship, thou shalt worship, and thou shalt serve the Lord thy God. Matthew 4:10. And that is the spirit of this centurion, a respect. Jesus stands out as different from all the others. I was thinking of this the other day when I was reading John 21. It says in John 21 that the disciples were fishing. It's the last chapter and the last miracle that Jesus did. And they were fishing and they didn't catch anything. And when it was daybreak, John 21:4, Jesus stood on the beach. And the disciples did not know it was Jesus. They saw a man standing on the beach. And he said to them, "Children, do you have any fish? Do you?" They said, "No." He said, "Cast the net on the right hand and you'll get a catch." And they cast and it was so heavy because of the great number of fish. Then John, the apostle, turned to Peter and said, "It is the Lord." And Simon Peter, this is the passage I really like. When he heard it, he put on his shirt. Because he had taken off his shirt because he was working as a fisherman. All those fishermen were without their shirts, bare-chested. And he said, "I cannot go and meet the Lord like this. I have to put on my shirt. I can be with John and Thomas and all bare-chested, but not before Jesus. Why not?" There's something there which strikes me. He put on his shirt before he went to meet Jesus. He respected him. You know, the clothes we wear show our respect for the people we are going to meet in those clothes. He put on his clothes and then jumped into the sea. I say, "Lord, I want to have that spirit. I don't want to treat you like some old buddy of mine whom I can just put my arm around and say, 'Hi, Jesus.'" Like a lot of Christians today think that they are being friendly. It's because of a total lack of reverence. And no wonder we don't have faith. This Roman centurion had more of that. "Lord, I'm not worthy. I don't deserve anything from you." I wonder whether we realize this. Jesus told us there was a title that we could get. You know, people love titles, especially in Christendom today. Somebody calls himself Reverend, and somebody calls himself Right Reverend. And then when there are so many Right Reverends around, and somebody has to show that he's even higher than them, he'll call himself Right Reverend Doctor. His Grace, His Excellency. These are all Christian titles. Here's another title Jesus said we could have. Luke 17 verse 10. Luke 17 verse 10. "When you have done every single thing that I have commanded you," and that'll take some time. "When you have done every single thing that I've commanded you, then you can take this title, 'I am an unworthy slave. I am an unprofitable servant.'" Do you want that title? How many people want that title? In the midst of all the reverends and right reverends and doctors, this title is not so easy to get. You have to do everything that Jesus has commanded you. "And when you have done every single commandment that I have given you, then you get this title, 'I am an unworthy slave.'" I have only done what I should have done. I have not done anything extra. I tell you, my brothers and sisters, we need that spirit back in Christendom. And we need that spirit in our churches. There's too much of shallowness in our young people and in the older people. Where is that sense of reverence and respect among our elder brothers? I hope there is. I don't know all of your lives. But I tell you, we have lost everything if we have lost reverence for God. I don't care if I lose my gift of preaching or lose my voice or I've often said, Lord, if you take away my voice that I can never speak again, I take away my health, I have to lie down paralyzed in bed, there's one thing I can still do, which is the main thing I want to do in any case. I can worship you. So I won't be discouraged. I will not be discouraged, because if I'm locked up in some prison for preaching the gospel, I can be a worshiper. Who in the world can stop me from being a worshiper? Nobody.